Welcome to Canada's Podcast.
Hello, this is Robert Smigel with Canada's Podcast, where we talk to the entrepreneurs who are making it happen here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Today, our guest is Aura Zib, owner of Eat Good, Feel Good. Aura is a fun-loving fitness instructor, nutritionist, and health coach who focuses on making her clients feel good and creating health food products that are good for you and taste amazing at the same time. Well, Aura, thank you for coming on Canada's Podcast and representing British Columbia entrepreneurs.
Thank you for having me. This is such a treat. And when you reached out, I was just like very delighted. So this is wonderful.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, tell us a little bit more about yourself and your current business. I know that you're from South Africa. Is that right?
Yes, I grew up in South Africa, but I've been in Vancouver for almost 25 years now. So, yeah, a little bit more than half my life. And I always had a passion for nutrition. I always had a passion for wellness, for helping people to feel their best. I had my own struggles with emotional eating, so I had to find ways to overcome that. And so in my early 20s, I opened a corporate wellness company and became a personal trainer and did my nutrition training degree. And then I went on my way and for about 10 years worked with clients. And then I got more into the wellness space, psychological wellness space, took a number of courses, energy work courses. And then about 5 years ago, developed the Eat Good, Feel Good product line, which is a healthy food line that tastes delicious and is still very good for you. So a lot of people, when they think about health food, they think about tastes not good. But my mission was to create a full line of foods that were very good for you, full of essential fatty acids and fiber and plant-based proteins and vitamins and minerals, superfoods, but it's also completely delicious. So I think we've achieved that with the EcoFielder brand, and we're in 150 stores now and growing this year. So with a goal of getting into about 500 to 600 stores this year.
Okay, now what kind of products is it? Is it a powder or what is it? Is it
It's a smoothie powder. And you just mix it in a blender with some fruit of your choice, depending on the flavor, and a vegan milk, and off you go. So it has everything, you know, like I said, the superfoods, the fiber, the essential fatty acids, hemp protein, but we made it taste really, really delicious. So it's almost like drinking a healthy milkshake for breakfast. And it keeps you satiated because because a lot of times when you just have protein powders in the morning, you're hungry within an hour. But because of all the extra added components, you're satiated for 4 to 6 hours with our product. And we have all these unique flavors like pina colada and coconut vanilla, cinnamon bun flavor, and strawberry banana. And, you know, so doing things a little bit different from just the regular chocolate and vanilla.
Cool. Okay, what inspired you or motivated you to become an entrepreneur, to take this journey? What kind of pushed you over the edge to do that?
I think it was just kind of born that way. Just, you know, I'm very creative and I like to just visualize things and then just make them happen. So,
okay. Yeah. In terms of starting the company, it obviously takes money to do that. Are you self-financed or do you have investors or how do you generate money? I mean, obviously you're selling the product, but to get things going, what does that look like for you?
I got some bank business loans to start the company. There's a program out there called Futurepreneur, which is in partnership with FBDC. So they have a great startup where they give you $45,000. And then there were a couple grants that I got as well. And I also have an investor. So it does take, to get into this business, it does take quite a lot of capital. I actually didn't know how much it would be when I started. And that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
It would have been more scary. But it's about pushing through and just never giving up.
With over 700 episodes and 500 news articles, we are your go-to source for all things entrepreneurship. Canada'sPodcast.com. Subscribe now.
You're in the health food category. I want you to give me one piece of knowledge or information about your industry that the common person may not know about. Can you give us something that would be something unique or maybe a hidden gem that no one knows about this? I mean, there's a lot of products out there. It's a very saturated market. Is there anything that people should know about this industry?
There's so many things. And when I got into it, I really didn't know much about the industry. I just had an idea and I just started and I just did it. And if I were to go back, I definitely would have hired a consultant or spoken to somebody in the industry who knew more than I did, because unfortunately I had to learn through my mistakes. But the biggest thing is packaging is really important, and making sure that your packaging is compliant and regulated, and because we had to change our packaging and the sizing. So I would hire a consultant for that, because we had to change our packaging numerous times and that can get very expensive.
Yeah.
So that was definitely a learning lesson for sure. And because I had no idea.
Right.
Right. So that was a mistake. But the packaging is really, really, really important. Yeah.
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 And there's also, I imagine there must be a lot of products out there that aren't really healthy, but say they are. Does that happen a lot?
I mean, it depends on what your level of health. I think that's a bit of a too much of a, you know, a broad generalization. You know, everyone's health is like a scale, right? So a food might have something good in it, but then something not so good in it, you know, and that might still be healthier than that might be still healthier than something terrible for you. Like you may have, for example, these some of these sugar-free chocolate bars. They'll have, you know, maybe a sweetener that's not the best for you, but, you know, it might be a little bit better than a whole bunch of sugar, you know, from a regular chocolate bar. So depending on your health, I mean, our products are all certified organic and everything in there is super healthy for you. But so I think people that are health enthusiasts know that about our product, and that's why they like it so much. But it's such a wide range and scale. So,
okay. What is the long-term vision with your company? Do you see your company expanding into other areas beyond BC or even Canada?
Yeah, we are have some contracts in the works with some distributors, international distributors. So we're on our way there. We're not there yet, but we're on our way there. So it's definitely lots of work in progress. And
So you want to go global eventually?
I think for myself, no, and yes. I think that once I get to a certain point, which I'm hoping to get to this year, that I'm going to sell to a larger company and let them go global.
Okay, good idea.
And I'll just be on an advisor.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you've had a lot of, you know, you've worked hard, but you've had a lot of, I guess, opportunities working and starting a business in British Columbia. And this next question is, what are the biggest benefits for being an entrepreneur in British Columbia? Can you share some of the good points of starting a company here, but also give us some of the challenges you had along the way?
I would say working in British Columbia is very lovely. People are very kind, and people like to give you a chance. They, you know, Vancouver is very much a small town in a big city. And everyone I find is very helpful and tries, you know, their best to see people succeed. I don't feel, there's a little bit of a competitive vibe, but I don't think it's nearly as much as you would find in Toronto or New York or some of those bigger places. I feel like business is competitive, but I feel like there's definitely more of a helpful vibe and people are much more supportive. So, so very grateful for working here, starting here. And, you know, we live in a very creative town, a very health conscious town. So, it's been a wonderful opportunity. Any challenges? I mean, because it is sort of a small town, big city, you're probably not going to grow as fast as if you're starting in a place like Toronto, but you will get there. It just is a little bit of a longer process.
Okay. What routines? Let's talk about how you stay healthy and how, as an entrepreneur, obviously, we need to be on the game all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What routines have you put in place to like start your day, keep you motivated, do things that you do?
The mental health game is really important because there's definitely, you know, lots of ups and downs and you got to have your ego in check for sure. The spiritual game is even more important than the mental game because you got to have a really strong faith and belief and you got to be patient and, you know, you can't let rejection stop you or get you down. You know, you got to be really committed to just powering through, like chiseling through that brick wall. So hammering through that brick wall. Yeah. And if you decide you want to do something, you just have to keep going until you get there.
Stay ahead of the game with our expert tips and strategies that will help your business thrive in a digital era. CanadasPodcast.com. Subscribe now.
Right. How long have you been at this now? How long with this company?
I think I saw this company about 5 years ago. So
you started 5 years ago.
5 years ago, yeah.
From concept and then business plan and everything execution.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've been going, you know, at a moderate pace. Could be going slower, you know, could be going faster. I would say a moderate pace, but we're definitely ready this year to leap. So
good. Yeah. If you weren't doing what you do now, what would you like to do for a profession?
I want to do this. So I wouldn't do anything else.
No, just in health, in the health industry. Like
the in the health industry. I have plans to eventually sell a company and open a health retreat, probably in the Caribbean. Like a health and wellness retreat, something like that. Yeah, and to help, because I do coaching for people with binge eating disorder. So to have people come to the retreat and stay with me for a month or 6 months and to help them get on track with their goals and their fitness.
Okay. As an entrepreneur, what two words would you use to describe yourself?
Tenacious. Tenacious and patient.
Okay. Anything keeping you up at night as an entrepreneur? You've got to do with a lot of people, a lot of different things. Do you turn it off or do you keep going? How do you handle that?
I think I'm good at turning it off, but it is on a lot. So it's off when it needs to be. And, you know, it's having that spiritual game in check is will help you manage your stress. And actually, speaking of that, what's really helped me a lot, well, what or who has helped me a lot is listening to Joel Osteen. He's like a motivational speaker with a spiritual base. And he just, yeah, he really hits those notes and says the right thing and just kind of helps me to keep going and, you know, keep on target and focused. So that's a really important part of the process, you know?
Yeah. Any advice on how entrepreneurs can deal with fear and doubt as you're going? You've been at this for 5 years now and probably had a lot of challenges, ups and downs. If you were speaking to another entrepreneur and they said, Gee, I'm starting this off and I have fears and I have doubts and insecurities and challenges, what would be your advice to them?
Is don't listen to the naysayers. You just never know what's possible. Like if something is meant to be, for you, if something is part of your fate and part of your path, it will unfold and the universe will just unfold it for you. You just never know who you're going to meet or who's going to come into your path or what opportunity is going to just land. It's just going to happen. So you just have to sit back, relax, and just keep a real tunnel vision about your vision and where you're going and don't stop. It's funny enough, the people I was listening to, I think it was Brian Tracy, he wrote in a book and he said, the people that are going to be your biggest critics are the people closest to you. Cause they're the ones like your spouse or your family, cause they're the ones who are anxious cause they don't feel in control. They're watching you and taking all these risks and they see it and you know, they're not in the driver's seat, right? You're in the driver's seat. So you have to stay in the driver's seat the whole time and just stay on target, stay focused.
Okay. Now, obviously you deal with futurepreneur and probably have talked to a lot of different people along your entrepreneurial journey. Mm-hmm. Is there any advice that you've received from a mentor or anyone that you've had work with you or just give you advice
that you can pass on
to entrepreneurs?
I've been very blessed in that my investor, Andrew Resma, has, you know, 50 different businesses and many, many years of experience. So like we talk a lot and he coaches me and I've had other mentors, very experienced business people like from the US and friends and people. So, and the more people you talk to, especially people who are experienced in business, the better. Like, just talk to everyone. Just talk, get as much information as you can, and then, you know, filter it out and do what's right for you. But the knowledge is power. And the more knowledge you have, the more people you speak to, the more ideas you're going to get about financing or about how packaging or about how to deal with problems or, you know, connections of people of who can introduce you to somebody who knows somebody who will be able to help you get a little bit further. So it's, you know, yeah, there's some luck involved, but it's more hard work for sure. and having it be your focus, you know, then the universe will just gravitate those opportunities towards you.
Join our thriving community of like-minded individuals who share a passion for success and innovation. Canada'sPodcast.com. Subscribe now.
Okay. Entrepreneurs are steadfast readers as well. Mm-hmm. Do you read any business books or anything entrepreneurship?
Every day I get a newsletter from it's capitalism.com, Ryan Moran. And every day he gives like a business training and teaching. It's a quick 5-minute read and he'll do a little video, but I find actually very helpful. And he'll always give often give business case studies of different businesses that have had certain problems and then, you know, their solutions. And I get a lot of education and training through podcasts, and I'm able to foresee problems that may occur by listening to podcasts and other entrepreneurs who have been on the same journey and hearing about things that have gone wrong and how they fixed it. And I've been able to avoid a lot of things through, again, talking to people, listening to podcasts and other entrepreneurs. Reading is really important. Yeah.
Okay. So other than capitalism.com, are there any books that you've read in particular that we could pass on to entrepreneurs?
I think sales books. Brian Tracy is an excellent mentor as well. You know, we all know Anthony Robbins and the Jim Rohns and all of that. But what's really helped me the most for my mental game has been the pastor, you know.
Oh yeah.
The motivational talks. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. Good. So you obviously have this company going. Is this your full-time gig at this point, or do you have other businesses that you work with?
I do wellness. I do massage as well. So okay. That's something, yeah, energy healing. That's something I've done for 20 years and will do forever. So okay. I'm going to stop doing that. It's also another passion. So yeah. I juggle those two things.
Right. Yeah. It's good to have a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, mm-hmm. You know, entrepreneurs have to have lots of different businesses like that. That's yeah. How you were telling your investors, right? Andrew, is that his name?
Yeah. Andrew Resma, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So
yes.
A lot, multiple streams of income, as they say.
Exactly. He's got 50 of them or more.
50 of them or more. Wow. You get him on the show too.
Absolutely. He has his own show too.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he does. Yes.
Okay. We're going to wrap things up, Aura. How can our listeners get a hold of you? Is there anything you'd like to add before you leave us today?
As I said before, you know, don't listen to the naysayers. If you have a dream, a vision, a passion, just jump in, just go for it, and just trust that you will find the solutions along the way. Like you'll become the problem solver. You don't have to have all the answers right away. Mistakes will happen, but you'll figure them out and just move through them miraculously.
Awesome. Okay, positive thinking. Okay, well, yes. Thanks for coming on the show. I've learned a lot about you, and I'm sure our listeners have as well.